Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today we are joined by Nicole Galloway-Warland, who is the Managing Director of Thor Mining. Nicole, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Catherine, for the invite.
Nicole, can you start by telling us what brings you to London?
So I'm here in London to meet our retail and institutional investors. This is the first opportunity I have had as Managing Director to really get over here, travel, as you know, all the borders have been closed, just to have that face-to-face conversation with our investors, hopefully meet some new investors and just share the Thor story.
Nicole, you're just settling into the role of Managing Director. Can you tell us a bit more? How is that going?
Oh, look, I'm loving it. It's a great opportunity for me to sort of add my technical expertise to Thor. And in particular, we've got four excellent projects to add, my geological background into each of the projects and add value on the operational as well as the corporate front. So I'm really enjoying it.
And can you tell us a little bit more about your background prior to joining Thor Mining?
Yes. So I'm a geologist. I've been in the industry for about 30 years. I started my geological career underground. I was one of the first women to work underground in Australia. Loved it and have been fortunate to work from exploration through to project development and into mining, and have been also fortunate to be able to combine geology and my love for travel, and have worked all over the world. So South America, Eastern Europe, and across Australia. So some great experiences and, a good background in a broad range of commodities. So from gold, lithium, base metals, and uranium.
It'd be great to be able to travel again.
Oh, it is. It certainly is. And it's so nice to be here and meeting people face to face. It's really good. And I think that's what's important as a managing director, not only the corporate and operational, but just getting out and meeting our investors.
It certainly is. Now, you've just released your half-yearly report. Are there any highlights that you'd like to talk about today?
So the half-yearly report obviously is a summary of the last 6 months, and as well as financials. We had a very busy 6 months. So we were drilling at three of our projects. So over at Ragged Range, at our Stirling prospect, at our Alfred East project, as well as our Molly Hill, Tungsten, Molybdenum project. So a lot of activity, and also highlighting exploration program for the next 6 months. So we want to continue that momentum, and we'll be in the on the ground at our Ragged Range project next week, and we hope to have our drilling permits over in the US for our uranium project in the next month. So again, on the ground there, so another busy 6 months.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your US project?
Yes, so we have three uranium vanadium projects. These are located in the Uravan mineral belt on the border of Colorado and Utah. Our focus is on the Colorado side at this stage, so following up three areas there. And these are, as I mentioned, in the Uravan mineral belt. This is a sandstone-hosted, very high-grade uranium-vanadium province. Two of the areas, we're drilling a long strike, but the third area, Section 23, will be the first company to drill that area. And very excited about getting in on the ground there. So it's, great. And I think, highlighting, with the world's geopolitical situation, US need their own domestic supply of uranium, so this is a great project moving forward in the current climate.
Certainly sounds like it. And what about in Australia? Can you tell us a bit more about your projects there?
Yeah, so our focus in Australia is at our Ragged Range project over in the Pilbara. This is a highly prospective area for gold, nickel and lithium, which we have all three of. Next week, we'll be on the ground following up on our lithium targets, so mapping out some prospective pegmatites. And planning our drilling program to continue our gold drilling at Stirling Prospect. So quite a lot of activity over in the west. We have had the border open about a week ago, so it's nice to be back over there with our own team rather than having to use contractors or consultants. So it'll be good to get on the ground.
So a lot going on for Thor Mining.
Definitely. Lots of activity, and we really want to add value to our each of the projects and move them forward.
Cool. Before you go, do you have any other updates that you'd like to share today with our viewers?
Well, I think, the biggest thing is we have a diverse portfolio of projects. These are all in commodities for the future. So, lithium, uranium, as well as gold. So we'll be working through each of our projects, adding value and potentially moving them forward.
Cool. Thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for watching Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.